This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver County and city employees will begin returning to their workplaces in April. The city announced a new hybrid work model Monday, citing improving COVID-19 numbers. Under the plan, most staff will have to work on-site at least 2 days a week, beginning April 4th. Colorado consumers are dissatisfied. People filed around 1,400 complaints and questions with the state attorney general's office last year, up 15% from the year before. Most complaints were about retail sales, subscriptions, and deliveries. Alleged unemployment scams had the second most complaints. Water users in the San Luis Valley are working to protect their diminishing resources. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
A recent symposium focusing on the Rio Grande River Basin featured conversations on the connection between surface and groundwater. Heather Dutton manages the San Luis Valley Water Conservancy District. She says water is critical to the economy and culture of the region.
When a farmer sells a dollar of potatoes, there's 47 cents that goes back to the community, and that supports restaurants, stores, equipment dealers, fertilizer, chemicals, truckers, hospitals.
Dutton says water-based recreation generates $500 million annually in the Rio Grande Basin. As for the aquifer, some farmers are cutting back groundwater pumping by 30%. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
We expect to hear more this morning on a U.S. ban on Russian oil imports. That announcement from President Biden could come in just the next few minutes. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.